ערב שבת קודש, פרשת תולדות. How are you? I hope everyone is okay. And I think one of the very famous question that are raised when we read the parasha is how come that Yaakov and Esav, twins, that came from the same womb, from the same mother, from the same father, with a great parent that they were great tzaddikim. How come that one of them, Esav, became Ishtzayit, became a Rasha, and Yaakov, his twin, became a tzaddik? One of the very famous answer to this question is what Reb Shimshon Raphael Hirsch wrote in his commentary to the Torah. He says that the Torah emphasized that when Yaakov and Esav, one, Esav became Ish Yodeh Atzayid, and Yaakov became Ish Tam Yoshev Oalim. When it happened, the Torah says, Vayigdelu Anearim, when they grew up. So, Reb Shimshon Raphael Hirsch, the problem was that when they were young kids, Yaakov, Yitzchak and Rivka gave them the exact education, the same education. They send them to the same school, to the same cheder, to the same rebbe, and therefore they got exactly the same education. But for Yaakov, it was very good, that kind of education. But to Esav, he really needed different kind of education. And because he got the exact education like Yaakov, he didn't get the right education that he's supposed to get according to his personality. And therefore, he became Rasha. When he grew up, he became Rasha. Rav Tzvi Yehuda Kook, that really appreciates Reb Shimshon Raphael Hirsch, says that in this point he didn't agree with Rav Hirsch. He claimed that the opposite even. He says, not because Yitzchak and Rivka, because they didn't give the right education to Esav, he became Esav. No. Although they gave him the best education, although he got the best, and they gave him the exact education that he's supposed to get according to his personality, although he became a Rasha, because Esav, in his root, in his root of his soul, supposed to be a Rasha. Okay, it's a very exception. Something very unique that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted in this case, that Yaakov and Esav will not continue, both of them, the Jewish people. Rather, Yaakov, he will build the Am Israel, and Esav will be the head of Edom, and therefore he wasn't a tzaddik, although he got the great education. But Rav Tzvi Yehuda Kook agreed 100% that about the approach that Rav Hirsch says, that we need to bring each one education that really fit to his soul. That basic on a pasuk in Sefer Mishlei that says Chanoch lenar al pi darko, gam ki yaskin lo yasur mimena. When you educate the child according to his her ways, so gam ki yaskin, even when he will be old, will be can an adult, he will not yasur imena, he will not move, he will not go out of the derech. This pasuk in Mishlei come really to teach us the idea that we really need to try, as a parent, as a teacher, to try really to see what are the special tendencies, the special qualities that each child has, and we have to educate him according to his, her a tendency to according to his her personality. The Gaon Mivina explained the pasuk that we just mentioned from Sefer Mishle. He says he brings the Gemara in Masechet Shabbat. The Gemara tells that Mishenolad b'mazal ma'adim. If a person was born and he needs to deal with blood, so there are two options. Chas v'shalom, he could be a murderer, could be rotzeach, but he also could be shochet. He could be moyel. So when we see, for example, that there is a child that has a lot of energy, so we cannot tell him to sit all the time quiet. And no, we need to find a way how we can use his energy to good things. Okay? And also the opposite. If we see a child that is a little bit shy and quiet, so we shouldn't try to make him the leader that jump on the table and make everyone dance. No, we should give him to grow up according to his quality, to his her qualities. And I think that it's very hard nowadays to do it, because the system of the school many times make the old student doing the same thing. Everyone's supposed to be good in mathematica. Everyone's supposed to be good in history. Everyone's supposed to be good to sit 8 hours a day. I don't come to complain. I just want to, because it's very hard to make a special curriculum to every student. But I think it's something that challenging us, because not everyone need to do the exact thing that his her friend is doing. So, but I think that as a parent and educator, we have to complete. All right, we have the system that build in ABC, but we have also to find a way to look at the special and the uniqueness that each child has, and to try to give him maybe after school, in weekend, whatever, we have to find a way that we give him education that really fit good to his her neshama. And even in one family, even if there is one family, like we've seen other Parashat Shavua, twins, but each one need different way. So even in one family, we don't have to give all the time all our kids the exact same. No, sometimes we say, no, this is good for you and not good for you, but this is good for her and not good for you. We need to try as much as we can to give each one the best education and the best thing that she needs. So Be'ezrat Hashem, we all be zoiche to do it. Shabbat Shalom.